This is the Save My HSC show. For more free resources, go to savemyhse.com.au.
G'day guys, welcome to the Save My HSC show, the go-to resource for help with HSC English. Each episode is syllabus focused and can be digested in under 15 minutes. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about writing introductions for your essays. So firstly, why is an introduction important? Well, I actually think that it can be very powerful in dictating your mark. Now, the reason for this is that it is intricately tied to your overarching idea or thesis. So your introduction essentially is going to be covering that. So because your thesis is talked about throughout your essay, it becomes problematic if your thesis isn't completely solid, if that makes sense. So let's cover kind of what we need to include. So firstly, we obviously have our thesis or your overarching idea, your main thought on the topic, which is going to be consistently referred back to. And then you want to have an introduction of your text. Now make sure to put the years of publication in your text. Very often students might skip over that, and it's really giving away easy marks, because some markers will be very they'll get frustrated about this. So do try to do that. And look, once you've gone through your thesis and you've introduced your text, now you might be thinking, well, what else do I put into my introduction? Is that it? Am I supposed to do just that? So what I'd say is an important thing to do after this is to talk about the your big overarching idea a little bit more specifically. So an introduction goes from very broad to very specific, because an essay in essence should be quite specific in the subject matter that it covers, but a thesis by definition needs to be a little bit broad, otherwise it doesn't work, because you can't have a broad range of subtopics that you can kind of put under this big umbrella idea. The section might be internalized as the themes part of the introduction, or when your teachers will say to cover the themes, or in I suppose layman's terms, so the every person's terminology, what's going to be covered in the body of the essay, because the introduction really does need to talk about what your entire essay is going to talk about. So you don't really want to list off your themes in a very dry fashion. I would say use the overarching idea and literally just drill it down. Think about the sub areas. I'll give you an example of this in a moment. But first, I do want to say that some teachers do also like to see techniques discussed in the introduction. It's not really a hard and fast rule to mention techniques in the introduction, but if you are specifically writing an essay based around the language being used, you would be silly not to include techniques. And also, look, if you've spoken to your teacher about it, and if they've said that you need to put techniques in there, listen to your teacher, particularly if they're marking it. Conversing with your teacher is incredibly important. Don't smash your relationships with them. Don't argue. Just deal with them, even if they're difficult, because they can make or break your mark sometimes. Okay, now for the fun part. Let's break down a Band 6 essay. So I'm going to give you a question for a comparative essay, and then I'm going to read you that that introduction, and I'm going to talk to you about why each section is quite strong. So the question is, analyze the ways in which a comparative study of Brave New World and Blade Runner invites consideration of humanity's connection with the natural world. In your response, make detailed reference to your prescribed texts. So it sounds pretty stock standard. Feel free to rewind and listen to that again, just to make sure that you are across it. So this is the thesis that this student used. So man's attempts to define his and his society's progress throughout history have often resulted in his detachment from the profound questions of his relationship to both physical and internal nature, or the wild, in preference for the attainment of a rudimentary material being. So that was, I mean, look, you might have some teachers that say, okay, that's a little bit of a long thesis, but I dare say this thesis directly answers the question. So we have, the question goes, invites consideration of humanity's connection with the natural world. So this thesis not only does that, but it also makes a statement about what it's going to talk about. So it goes, you know, man's attempts to define his and his society's progress throughout history have often resulted in his detachment. So it's saying that he detaches by progressing, you know, by you know, being more industrial, by doing sciencey type of things, we're detaching from nature. So both, and he stipulates physical and internal nature, and then he says he's going to call it the wild for the rest of the essay. And then he stipulates, he goes, in preference for having a material being. So he's saying that it's like the notion of taking away the beauty of God in aid of science and turning it into that's the thing that then gets worshipped, and it's all about, you know, and we become more materialistic. We're all about, you know, it's like we are flesh and bones, and we must be these materialistic beings, which, you know, there are so many different layers to that word and that process. So that answers the question very well, and also makes a statement not only about what the essay is going to talk about, but I mean about what it means in how we work as humans. So it's a statement about humanity, but it's not a silly statement. Can you see how he's actually thought about these questions? He's sat there and gone, what does this film actually, you know, what do these, you know, this film and this text actually mean? How, what are they saying about humanity? And it's very, very important, and it really covers that. So what he then does, he now introduces his text. So this pattern is evident in Aldous Huxley's novel Brave New World and Ridley Scott's Blade Runner, two texts that are separated by 50 years of history, but nevertheless exhibit similar universal concerns for the negligence of which constitutes our most intimate human experiences, yet the wild. For the assumed glories of a technological and economic civilization. So what he's done here is he's drilled down his thesis a little bit more, he's introduced his text, and he's also introduced the context as well. Quite an important thing is to know your context, audience, and purpose when you're writing an essay. So he's actually mentioned the context in his introduction. So that's quite a helpful thing to do when you are constructing your introductions. So, and you know, he does go over those core ideas, you know, the similar universal concerns. It's basically just saying things that all humans have, you know, concerns about. And then he closes with a thought process that's then going to link him to his first paragraph. So in spite of the nihilistic, so nihilism is the belief that there is no inherent meaning in the universe and we create our own meaning. there's a philosopher called Friedrich Nietzsche, who was one of the pioneers of this idea. And if you find quotes from him or his philosophy, it can really, really help your understanding of doing texts like these. So in spite of the nihilistic depictions of these hypothetical societies, both texts affirm the presence of a wild and irrepressible natural world that is vital for humanity and the fulfillment of the inner being. So he's made a statement that he agrees, sorry, not agrees, but he's making a statement about his position. So he's saying, even though the world is, you know, completely meaningless in these societies, and Blade Runner and Brave New World, they both, you know, pay a nod to this notion of the wild, or, you know what I mean, the natural part of humanity. And it's, you know, it's the way that we're kind of tied to nature, we're tied to our nature and the nature that we see outside of us. And he's saying that it's a vital portion of our, you know, our own fulfillment. And that's kind of you know, that's what makes this a really great introduction, because he covers all this stuff, and he, you know what I mean, like he very specifically goes into these details. So I have to say, I'll probably leave it there, because I think that's probably, you know, a good explanation in how introductions should be structured, and you've got a nice example in why it's quite strong. So thank you so much for listening, and if you did find this podcast helpful, please rate and subscribe and tell your friends about it. You know, I put a lot of love, care, and attention into creating the things on this website and in the work that I do with my students, and I want to share it with as many people as possible, and you know, it helps whenever you do share something. So thank you, and till next time. Bye.